Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely Daphne Burkell. This young lady started Clean My Salon in April 2019. We're recording this March, April 2021, so a couple of years. She's in Wichita, Kansas. She's got a team of two so far. She's looking to grow, and I can't wait to let you guys get to meet her. Daphne, feel free to say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hi, Cleaning Nation.
All right, we have coaching, I promise. But I always like hearing an interesting fact. Tell the world something about Daphne that we may or may not know, but absolutely need to know that'll make us love you 12% more. And if you can't think of anything, you can tell us how you got into the business. But if you can think of something, we'll take that too.
Well, when I was growing up, my mom told me that my husband was not going to like how horrible I was at cleaning. So that's interesting.
So I told you so moment, or do you just kind of give her the knowing eye at Thanksgiving?
Well, I am married and now I have a cleaning company. So I'm not sure if it was like me trying to be spiteful, but both things still happened.
Fair. Having a cleaning company is very different than your husband loving how you clean or you loving how you clean. So the best thing is for your husband to go to your mom, oh my gosh, Daphne's the best cleaner ever. That was 7% of the reason I married her.
Well, my husband's not here right now, and so he can't vouch for that.
But you and I.
My mom would probably say that I'm like at least 12% better at cleaning. So,
all right, we'll take it. Awesome. All right, beautiful. That said, how can I help? And by the way, Clean Nation, as you know, if you listen for more than 2.5 seconds, we clearly tell people we do not want you cleaning ever, 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 ever. So it would be even better to be like, yeah, I don't know how to clean at all, but I have a company that can money and they're real good at it. All right. How can I help make your life slightly better today? Yeah.
Well, so since I have been listening, I was listening before I even set my company up. So just really needed a way to support my family while my husband was in school. And I have three little kids. Their ages, I have three kids that are under 4 years old. Right. So what
person that is jobs right there. How do you have time to do anything else? That's nuts.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. So I started listening, trying to find a way to just live while my husband was in school, while at the same time having all these little monsters running around. And so I started listening to the podcast, and I was like, honey, I'm going to do this. And I was like, it's okay. I have someone who's going to tell me what to do. So I really wanted to niche very quickly. So I chose salons and the beauty business because I have a very, very short history in cosmetology. And so I knew how to talk to those people. And also because that industry, it's very easy to find out who the owner is, like who the decision maker is. And because, all of the cleaning is done after hours, obviously, so I could still be with the kids during the day. But it is going well. The problem that I'm running into right now is that it's very, what worries me about the niche that I picked is that I'm a luxury service for a luxury service, right? So, something happens and the people aren't going to go get all done up. And when that happens, the salons are going to, they're not going to pay for their high end cleaning company, which we are. and also that's, so that's number one problem in my mind. And number two is there are many, many cosmetologists and stylists, people who work in salons, but very few salon owners. So it's very hard for me to differentiate when I'm trying to market. Like, I can't do a Facebook ad that's just targeted at salon owners, it seems like, in my area, because it's going to go to every single person who's ever cut their baby's hair.
All right, hold on. So we're getting 94 different things.
Yeah, sorry.
So First of all, I want to give, first of all, we got it for all of you that are on the podcast and not watching us live. Daphne looks, lovely young woman, looks like, and this is where I'm going to start feeling like old man Campion. She looks like she's about 16 and a half. So when she's 16, people are like, holy crap, you're way too young for that. You know, these children having children, I'm sure she's like well into her 18, 19 year of life on this earth, but she looks very young. So the three kids right off the bat blew my mind. Not for nothing. That has nothing to do with anything. It just, that was the first thing I thought is, you were way too young to have three. One, I could have let slide. Twins, sure. Three, that's nutball talk. I don't know what else to tell you, lady. All right. So that said, we got to get the important stuff out of the way. Now that that's covered, let's dive into, I love, 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 first of all, your name. So many people, we kind of chatted a bit before the podcast, and so many people all give coaching of, hey, let's make sure we understand who our client is. And that right off the bat, you know, grow my cleaning company. It's really clear. If you don't have a cleaning company, I'm not for you. If you have a cleaning company, aren't interested in growing, I'm not for you. If you have a cleaning company, you're looking to grow, immediately you're like, didn't even know that existed. That's fantastic, right? So Clean My Salon, instantly, there is no question about, what do you do, huh? Like, I think Lindsay had written my intro for Daphne. Thank you, Lindsay. We love you. And she put, you know, something about, you know, they specialize in salon cleaning. I deleted it. It's unnecessary. Like, I don't have to say anything other than Clean My Salon. Okay, got it. We're clear. There's no follow-up needed. Everybody's pretty clear. So I love that. Mm-hmm. What I hear Daphne saying, and feel free to tell me if I'm putting words in your mouth, Daphne, is, I got to be honest, man, I chose this niche and I was pretty excited about it, but I'm not sure it's a good niche and I'm afraid I should change. Am I twisting what you're asking, or is that where you're at?
Nope, just much more efficient way to say it.
No, it's totally fine. Just want to make sure I'm not going left and you want something else. Okay, so the coaching we give in our program, and I'm going to give it to you right now, you are not a graduate, correct?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Then you're okay. Then you get a pass. Because if you're a client, I'm like, what the heck, woman? We went over this. What are you doing? So here's the coaching that we give. And it's so funny. Everything you just said, Daphne, is so indicative of what Cleaning Nation, what most owners of cleaning companies say in terms of how to make criterion for their salon, or for their salon, sorry, for their niche. I was comfortable with them. So again, mm-hmm. if you want to stay in your comfort zone, do whatever you want. It's going to be very hard to grow a business or be an entrepreneur of any sort. So most people do exactly that. I worked at a car dealership, so I'm going to be in car dealerships. Or I'm a mom, so I'm going to serve moms. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not like you can't, but that would be like fourth or fifth on the criterion. Number mm-hmm. one, two, and three for every single person out there is pain, pain, and pain. If they have massive pain, that would probably be, I'll take that over anything. If I could have one thing, it would be pain. It wouldn't be, there's a lot of them, they're rich, I like them, they like me, I know them, I know how to talk to them, they're comfortable, they're close to me. I don't care about any of that stuff. If they do not have pain, that's one of the things I love about my niche, right? Owners of cleaning companies are super passionate, right? You have a massive pain to grow your company and get better. This is a passion for you. So it's easy. And again, no offense, owner of cleaning companies, y'all don't have any money. Even with that, we still do great because A, I love serving you guys, and B, because you have pain, you'll find the money, right? I'd rather a poor person, not that all owners of cleaning companies are poor, but you know, they're working. I'd rather have a poor person with massive pain than a rich person with no pain. So first and second is pain. The good news is with salons, I'm guessing they have pain. There's hair everywhere, it sucks, there's COVID, it's blah, 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 blah. Okay, number two would be ability to pay. For commercial, we almost never have to worry about that. You sound worried about that, right? Because you said things like, oh, it's a luxury service for a luxury service. You know, they won't be able to pay, blah, 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 blah.
I think it's just kind of hard for me to tell if they can or can't, because a lot of them very much can. And some of them are very like, and some of them, I guess, just feel like they're still on the stage where they feel like their stylist should be doing it or whatever.
So here is a beautiful reason that we have niches. So first of all, let me just encourage Daphne and everyone that's going, yeah, that makes sense. Their ability to pay is completely unaffected by your beliefs, but your beliefs are what are killing you, not their ability to pay. I don't know what an average salon, it depends on this, you know, how many chairs and blah, 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 but say $500 on the low end and $2,000-$3,000 on the high end, right? If there's one with 20, 30 stylists, it's got a massage area, it's a whole situation. That's gonna be like,
0 to 4% of their budget. So that I promise they all have their businesses. They all have the ability to pay. So here's what it goes back to. We make a mistake thinking they have the ability to pay or not. I guarantee you a salon might make 20, 30, 50, 80, 100, hundreds of thousands of dollars per month. They have the ability to pay. What you're really saying is they're not in enough pain to be interested in paying. I promise you, even a little salon doing $9,000 a month would be $300 a month or something to clean. It'd be a very small amount. So we know they have the ability to pay. They just might not have the pain. So we don't want to find anyone that doesn't have pain. Every commercial business has the ability to pay, right? Like, it's a business. That would be like, I don't know if I have, you know, if I'm insurance, I'm not going to be like, I'll have to find a company that has the ability to pay. It's insurance. I promise you, the cleaner for the right businesses, for real business, is going to be the last one to go. Like, that's just something every real business has. And thinking, oh, I'm going to have my salon haircut people do it, is that's the wrong niche. So don't hear me say salons are the wrong niche. Hear me say, and this is why we niche, right? Within owners of cleaning companies, for us, we have three main clients. We have people just starting that have no clients, and their pain and what they need is very different than where Daphne's at, which is, I've got clients, but I'm still cleaning. And it could be I'm cleaning full-time, I have no employees, or I've got a team like Daphne does, but I'm still doing some of the cleaning. And then the third phase is I'm completely out of cleaning. I don't do anything. I just want to scale. We're okay to take all of those, because we've been doing this a while, we got a big team. But if I was just starting, I'd pick one and I'd only serve them, right? So obviously people that are out of cleaning forever have a little different budget to invest in themselves than people that are just starting, right? So that's because I know my niche, I can be that specific, right? If I was just helping owners of companies, I would have no idea that, see how specific I got in my little niche. With salons, you, now that you've done it 2 years, should start having an idea of, there's one lady cutting hair out of a van down by the river. You don't want her, right? Obviously she can't afford it, but she's not a real business. There's, you know, one, a real office space in a strip mall that's got 1 to 3 spots or whatever, and maybe you don't take those either, right? There's the 3 to 10 spot, and I'm just making this up, but you'll start going. And again, it's the reason I don't know is you're in Wichita. In Phoenix, would be very different, right? We have a very different landscape of we're in Scottsdale, sister. We got the hair salons, and they make money, just, you know, whatever their 2-hour service is. So you'll start identifying within your niche. That doesn't mean everybody, like, we're Grow My Cleaning Company. Just because you own a cleaning company does not mean I want you. You need to be committed to grow. And if you're mildly interested, or you don't care, or you think you know everything, you're not coachable, we're not a fit. It's okay. I'm not looking for you. So even within your niche, part of the reason your niche is so you can start identifying who in that niche do I want to serve. Is that helping you go, yeah, it's not that they're all bad. It's just that some of them are bad. And then can you start, not here live, but can you start identifying in your mind the people that have pain and you want to serve within the salon industry, and the people that do not have pain you don't want to serve?
Yeah, for sure. I'm like thinking about certain clients. I'm like, huh, they've never questioned it, because cool. I'm definitely thinking.
So for all of you owners or, you know, guys and gals out there in Cleaning Nation that have, because my love, my affection for Daphne is that she heard it and she did it. So many people, even the people that pay us, we tell them niche, and they get scared. Well, what if this, what if that, what if the other? And they're afraid of exactly what Daphne's experiencing. What if I pick the wrong niche? The reality is they're not all committed, and they don't pick the niche within the niche, right? Or they don't start understanding their niche and start, again, I've been doing this long enough. There's very thin slices between owners of cleaning companies. And I know the characteristics that we want to help and that we can help and that we're willing to help. And I know the characteristics of people we're just not interested in, even owners of cleaning companies. So when you've got your niche, you've got to do the exact same thing. Like, who within this niche am I interested in, willing and serving? And are they able to pay? So number one is pain. And I promise you, if you're commercial, if they have pain, they have money. If they don't have money, they don't have pain. So you don't have to worry about, even if they have money, just worry about they have pain. Number three is, are there enough of them to serve, to meet your goals? So say there are, well, maybe, hopefully you know this. Do you know how many salons there are in Kansas City?
I don't.
So you've been in your niche 2 years. That's a good one. That's a Googleable fact, sister. Like 9 minutes after we're off this phone, you should be able to get, not to the number, right? 1,321. Like, you don't have to be that specific, but you need to go, I know there's over 200 and I know there's less than 400 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, there has to be a range. pretty confident in. And then of those, you're going to go up, let's just say it's about 300, and I'm totally making up. Could be 1,000, could be 20. Kansas City's pretty big. I don't think it's 20, but of those 300, there are 80 that are really the ones that I want, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I always take 10%. You can typically get 10% of a market without a lot of work. If there's 80 that you really want, and that's not enough to reach your goal, then you'd want a bigger niche, right? Because 80, 10% of that's 8, and 8 may or may not be enough. And again, these are good ones, so hopefully they're $1,000 to $2,000 a month, but even 8 of those is only 10, 15 grand a month. That may or may not be enough to meet your ultimate goal, but if it's enough to meet your 6-month goal, that's a great niche. Does that make sense so far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Okay. The last piece of this is you can always add a niche. So, you know, I think before we recorded, Daphne's like, I'm scared. What do I do if my freaking name of my company's, Clean My Salon? What do I do? Well, if you add a niche, first of all, I would make it and consider, again, as long as there's pain trumps everything. So everything I'm talking about picking, if they don't have pain, throw it out the window. If you find that car dealerships have the most pain in your area and they have nothing to do with salons, that I'm okay with it. But if I had salons and I'm like, okay, so first of all, you don't even have the conversation about adding a niche until you have at least 10% of your perfect prospects. And that doesn't mean as soon as you hit 10%, you need another niche. I'm saying you can't even begin the conversation until you hit 10%, right? Because you might be able to get 20 or 30% fairly cheaply. I just know that under 10%, you're not even scratching the surface, right? It just doesn't even make sense to have that conversation. So hopefully you get 20, 30, 40%. That's the value of the niche when everybody in your area is just like, Clean My Salon. They do everyone here, right? So please don't hear me going, as soon as you hit 10%, you need to add a niche. I'm saying you can't, this is for everyone, not just Daphne. You can't even have that conversation or think about that conversation until you hit 10%. So say you're 10, 20, 30%, you're like, it just gets expensive to get them. I would start looking for massage therapists or chiropractors or nail places or anywhere that's similar, right? And then you've got such a great name. It's just Clean My Nail Place, see what I'm saying? You can add anything you want. It's fantastic. And everyone gets all tight about the legal, just create an LLC. The LLC could be Daphne's $1 billion empire, LLC, doing business as Clean My Salon. Clean My whatever, Clean My this, Clean My that. So don't get uptight about, again, we only help owners of cleaning companies, but if we started taking, first of all, I would never open up just to anybody, but if I did open it up to dog walkers, guess what the name of that company would be? GrowMyDogWalkingBusiness.com, right? So our legal entity would stay the same. We would just add another doing business as. So far, so good?
Yeah, can I clarify real quick something you said?
Please.
So you're saying that if someone wanted to add another niche, they would, like, you're suggesting that they create just a whole new landing page and an LLC, and to an onlooker, they wouldn't be able to tell that you owned both.
Hold on, back it up. Hold on. So you said two things, one of which was correct, one of which is not. Yes, I would create a new landing page, marketing funnel, all that sort of stuff. No, I would not create an LLC. A new LLC. So I'd have an LLC. So our LLC right now, my book is I'm a Freaking Genius, Why Is This Business So Hard? So the name of our company, if any of you guys have done business with us, you'll get billed from Freaking Genius, LLC. Business as Grow My Cleaning Company. Okay. If I started Grow My Dog Walking Service, I would not start a new Freaking Genius LLC. I would just do business as Grow My Cleaning Company. I would also do business as Grow My Dog Walking Company.
Oh, okay.
People get too up in their head about what if people I could market them, cross market. No, I wouldn't do any of that stuff. I would just market to both because all you care about is what I can do for you. If I also, just so you know, I happen to coach more for charity. I didn't even take the pay. There's a charter school basketball team. I love basketball and I love helping young guys. So I coach that. Nobody in Cleaning Nation knows. And guess what? You don't care, right? I'm not hiding it. I didn't make a big deal. Nobody cares. And you're like, does that affect your ability to help me grow my cleaning company? No, I've lost interest, right? So don't worry about what will people think. People won't care. All they care about is, can this person help me? That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. Thanks. Okay.
So the last thing I want to cover, and we're going way over in time, but you said too many good stuff, too many good things. So you started saying, I can't do Facebook ads because I can't find cosmetologists. Or if I do, that's crazy talk. So just so you know, we spend more than $1,000 bucks a day on Facebook ads. And I wish Facebook would just allow us to type in owners of cleaning companies and that's who all would see my ad. We can't do that. So we do, there's all sorts of stuff we can do in terms of people that like cleaning and like cleaning companies and like this mm-hmm. and like that. And then we can upload a list of the people that have bought from us or that have opted into our thing and say, we want people to look like this. And guess what? We show our ads to about every 1,000 people we show the ad to, 10 or 20 will respond. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Right? So if you showed it to all people who have cosmetology licenses and only a good click-through rate in Facebook is anything over 1%. So if 1 in 100 click, you're fine. So don't make up lies about, and the crazy thing is people go, because I can't get as specific as I want, I guess I can't do a niche and I'll just open it up to, hi, want me to clean your thing, whoever you are, which is the wrong way to go. So yeah, it would be great if we could all just say, hey, Facebook or hey, whoever. I mean, just go back 20 years, right? If you wanted to buy a TV ad, what are the chances someone that watched that TV ad owned a salon? Like zero, right? So it'd be 1 in 10,000 or 1 in 100,000. Now you're like, oh, if I put an ad to people that have a cosmetology license or like this or seem like that, oh, only 1 in 1,000 are gonna like, that's great. That's great ads. If you put up a billboard, how many people driving by own a freaking salon? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still targeted. So don't get up in your head about if it's not perfect. You just need to make sure all your audience are gathered. So if there's an audience of 1 million people, and of that 1 million people, 47,000 owners of cleaning companies are in that, I'll still go and send advertising to that audience over just an audience of strangers. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I'll just market to everyone with hair. It'll be fine.
That might be a little odd. I'm sorry. Actually, I'll tell you, there might be some bald salon owners that are there biting you right in the butt. All right, questions, comments, rude remarks. You feel like you got what you needed, young lady? She's frozen, so I'm going to go ahead and answer for her. Yes, Mike, that's the best coaching I've ever got. You're amazing. Where have you been all my life? So much better when I can do these podcasts with the guests can't speak and I can just, you know, say what I want. And for all of you watching on the video, she's got a very hilarious scratching her nose. Ah, it's gone now.
Oh, sorry.
Question coming through to Mark. Daphne, you get what you need?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much, Mike.
You are amazing. Cleaning Nation, if you are like, holy crap, I need more of this. I need systems, processes. I want to grow faster. I want more free time. I want to make more money. I want to serve better people. I want to expand the impact I have in the world. We have that for you. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I don't believe there's even anything for sale there. I think it's just a bunch of here's how we can help you. If you do want to buy something, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event. We're doing a 2-day event. That's going to be amazing. Anyway, growmycleaningcompany.com. That has all the stuff. I'll see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.